LA Unified School officials have been developing a system to give each of its schools a grade, a single overall rating of its academic performance. But the idea has been controversial, and tomorrow the school board could end the project. The district considered the idea because California is one of the rare states that doesn't issue an overall rating to each school. 45 states do, including Indiana, where KPCC's Kyle Stokes was once an education reporter. There, 6 years ago, Kyle covered a scandal that could serve as an example for LAUSD.
There was a school that everybody in the Indiana Department of Education just loved, Crystal House Academy, a charter school in Indianapolis where a lot of low-income kids went to, quote-unquote, beat the odds. Its test scores were great. But Tom LoBianco, who used to cover Indiana for the Associated Press, says Crystal House also got attention because of who founded it.
Crystal DeHaan was and still is a major political donor. And she was a big financial supporter of the school superintendent, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, not the crooning singer, but Indiana's top elected education official, is the key figure in this story. In 2012, his big project was updating Indiana's school rating system. The state already gave schools A through F letter grades, but Bennett wanted to change how the state calculated them. His team knew that test scores tend to mirror levels of poverty in a school, so they also wanted to give bonus points to schools where students were making big strides year to year. A very similar growth calculation features prominently in LAUSD's proposed model, though the district would give schools star ratings, not letter grades like Indiana did.
In the end, we came up with a model that I thought was pretty good.
Jonathan Plucker, then of Indiana University, was an on-and-off consultant to Tony Bennett as he tried to balance how much credit to give schools for growth without forgetting the bottom line. Schools should still want kids passing state tests. And initially, Plucker was happy with the model.
Then we turned it over to the Department of Education, and the lobbyists got involved.
Which brings us back to Crystal House. Bennett's team was under a lot of pressure from charter school advocates to ensure that charters would look good in the new A through F ratings.
They guaranteed Crystal House, whatever system they put together, Crystal DeHaan's charter school was going to get an A.
Again, that's Tom LoBianco, the former AP reporter, and he knows this because he got a bunch of internal emails from Tony Bennett's team. And behind the scenes, the initial runs of the grading model were not giving Crystal House an A. Crystal House was getting a C.
Tony wrote in his email, he said, oh, this is unacceptable. So they work furiously behind the scenes to recraft the school grading formula to ensure that Crystal House gets an A.
LoBianco's story in 2013 started a scandal. Indiana threw the new rating system out. Bennett had already lost re-election by then, but the story cost him his next job. And to this day, if you believe that grading schools is a bad idea, this story is Exhibit A. On the other hand, a former top aide, Dale Chu, defends Bennett, saying he wasn't manipulating the system. He was fixing it.
Anything lower than an A for Crystal House would just get folks to sort of question sort of the integrity of the system. It was like, yeah, like that can't be right.
Because many people agreed Crystal House was a good school, and I was one of them. Officials often check the new rating system's results against schools thought to be good, and therein is the cautionary tale that I take with me to cover LAUSD's ratings debate. Just because these ratings are fed by objective numbers, school rating systems are not unbiased. They're just systematically applying the same subjective judgment to every school. Now, that doesn't mean that school rating systems are good or bad, but it does mean that the public has to look very carefully at the way ratings are calculated. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.